It's February 2020, and you're listening to Transform Squadron, the podcast by ZoneBase.org. My name's Rob. How's it going? Thanks for listening. This month, there's just a few things I wanted to talk about. First and foremost, Beast Morphers. Beast Morphers will be coming back for a brand new season at the end of this month. We are currently in that of February 2020. Wow, it's the future. Really looking forward to this show coming back, as I've really enjoyed it last year. Now, I was last month when I looked back on Beast Morphers for a second, not really looking back, just spoke about it for a second. I had said I hoped there would be a Beast Morphers representation at Ranger Stop. Since then, it's become apparent I might not be able to make it to Ranger Stop. Every year for the past 3 years, my wife and I have planned to move, and for one reason or another, decided to stay where we're at for another year. This year, we're really, really wanting to get off the seat about moving and actually do it, and that would be the time I'm moving when that show starts. So I might not be able to make it, you know. Hopefully, I still get to, moving or not. But, you know, if I don't, you know, no big deal. I hope those who get to go have a great time. And it's a good time to be had if you've ever been to that show. Now, one show I am definitely going to, would not miss it for the world, it's coming up here in March, and that would be Toylanta. I go every year. As you know, myself and Dusty head up the Transformers panel there. Really looking forward to go. Always have a great time. I told Sean to start driving now, so he'll be there early, you know. It's going to be great. This year, Marty Abrams, the guy behind Mego, will be there. Really looking forward to that. Some other things. One thing of note, we're going to be in a new building this year. And I kind of don't know how I feel about that. For one, I'm excited because if you've been to Toylanta in the past few years, you know the show just keeps growing and growing and growing. It's safe to say we outgrew that hotel years ago. And there's no room left. So we need more room and we've got a bigger space, a 2-floor dealer room. And I've got the feeling that still won't be enough room. If you've ever been to Toylanta, you know if there is a nook and or a cranny, there is somebody set up business in that joker. Just a great show, really good time to be had. The new building makes me just a little, I'm not going to say it doesn't give me anxiety or anything, just makes me a little antsy because I'm so used to the other building. I know where everything is. I know where the bathroom is. If I need to go in a hurry, you know, time for lunch, I know where to go to eat. You know, I could always go to the really delicious hotel restaurant, or I could go down the road. There's a McDonald's. There's a Quick Trip with food. You know, there's like an IHOP. If I go the other way, there's like a Mellow Mushroom and other places. You know, there's place. I know where things are, you know. This new place, I do not. Although I'm certain it will be just fine. There'll be plenty of places nearby for that run for a burger or whatever. Or, you know, hey, I've got a headache. Where is a Walgreens? You know, that sort of thing. Hopefully I don't get a headache. I want to have a good time. Just kidding. I always bring medicine to these things. But still, boy, I really hope I don't have a headache. I want to have a good time. I told Sean to get on the road, man. Sean, are you on your way yet? It is like just under 2 months away, and you're like in another state. I know it's going to take you 5 years to get here. Thing is, he'll be there before I get here, and I live like an hour and a half south of where it's going to be. He'll beat me there. I'll leave that evening for when my wife gets home, and we'll head up to the convention. And to get our badges and take part in the Friday activities, the Friday night activities. He'll already be there. I'm like, how do you do that? I guess he takes the day off. That would make sense. Maybe a year off. It's got to take forever to get there from another state. But totally looking forward to that. Like I said, Marty Abrams will be there this year. You know, I do this every year. And every year I totally drop the ball on it. But I make like a mental things to look for list. And if I buy them or not, that's the question. But I plan to if they're in meeting the requirements I have for buying these things, such as price, condition, that sort of thing. If you've never been to Toylanta, it was formerly known as Joelanta, a G.I. Joe collectors convention that in 2014 expanded. They started calling themselves Joelanta and the Great Atlanta Toy Show. And they just that's when they started inviting me out to help head up the Transformers panel, and they started basically being a general toy show. Of course, the Joe Lana guys have their own little hideaway for their stuff, because, man, if I'm going to tell you, if you're into 12-inch G.I. Joe, those dudes are cool. There's a lot of customizing, a lot of art stuff they do, you know, making things to work with their figures, making dioramas and such. And, man, I'm going to tell you, those dioramas are so cool to look at. Last year was this awesome Walking Dead one that was just really amazing. You know, come to think about it, there was a really awesome Walking Dead one a few years ago there, too. Actually, I think this was a World War Z one last year I'm speaking of. I'm not as familiar with that movie. My wife is, and she was like, oh, wow, yeah, this is that part, you know. But there's some really good dioramas there. I don't know, one guy just set up a table in that diorama room where he just put a table to the side, and he had a USS flag sitting there and a bunch of G.I. Joe Night Force vehicles sitting on top of it. And we're like, you know, you win. You got a great display here. This is awesome. And I stayed there, looked at for a good few minutes a day. You know, good dioramas. One guy had this awesome Death Star he had made. Like, it was huge to scale with Kenner Star Wars vehicles, which he had placed all over it. And that wasn't the only one. In the one in the other display rooms, there was two other massive Kenner scale Star Wars dioramas. I mean, it's just so great. Such a cool con. They've been expanding their gaming section, and this year they're going to have quite the gaming setup for various role-playing, board games, that type of thing, as well as video games. You guys know I'm a big retro gamer. Wow, what is that? A big retro gamer, as well as just I like to play video games in general. So I'm totally looking forward to peeking my head into that. Things I'm looking for this year, they're not that different from last year. Last year, I wanted to get a Biotron / Robot Man. The toy's name is Robot Man and Micro Man. In Micronauts, he's Biotron. And there's several different variations of this toy. And this one guy who's always there, he always has just a great selection of robots. He'll have Transformers. He'll have GoBots. He'll have, sometimes he has Diaclone, stuff like that, you know. He had a good bit of those guys. And he had a good one for like $15, which I really should have get, but he was missing the chest canopy. And look, if I'm buying a toy from the early 80s for $15, I'm expecting it to be missing a few pieces. But the thing is, with that Biotron / Robot Man, that chest canopy makes up so much of the look of the figure, you know. It's like buying an Optimus Prime missing the little fold-over windows where you would unfold it to stick the Diaclone drivers in. It's like if that was missing. You know, it just takes away so much from the look of the figure. So I kind of, I don't know. He had some other ones. He had some different variations of the figure. It's a really just good-looking figure. And funnily enough, I was about crap my pants. I went to look at one. I picked it up and I put it back down, and a whole bunch of them fell, and like these metal lunch boxes fell, and I was like, oh crap! And I was trying to stop them from grabbing, and the guy was laughing his head off, and Sean was laughing from the corner, so I guess I was humorous to view, but I was like, oh crap! And I saved the day. Nothing broke. But it was a scary situation for that split second. The guy also had a holy grail of mine. He had a Waterose in his display case. Once again, it was one of those things where it was a mix of price hitting, missing just enough things. He wanted $60 for it, which is not a bad price at all for a Waterose. But once again, missing a few of those components that just make up that visual, that's him look, you know. Although I guess I could have bought it and just tried to find the other parts later on. Though these days, I am not as inclined to do such a thing. I remember back in the day, late 90s, early 2000s, I would do this all the time. I would buy junker toys and just find the parts as I could and basically make myself a full toy. I did this with G1 Megatron. I probably have about 4 or 5 Megatron full parts laying around where I completed a complete Megatron in like, one. Same with Dinobots. I remember Snarl was very hard to find for a while, but for some reason I could always find junker Snarls that were just beat the crap up for like $1 or $2. So I just kept buying those and buying those and buying those. And then one day I felt like I had enough. I had plenty. So I sat down with like a screwdriver and just assembled a full snarl out of like all these parts. You know, that's what you had to do in the day, and that you probably still have to do with some of these guys. You gotta sit down and get working. And that's probably what I'd have to do. The difference is I am like 41. I'm not some 20-year-old kid who stays up all night watching Good Times reruns while taking apart broken figures to assemble a complete one. I don't have as much time as I did then. So I don't know if that would be something I could do as easily, though I would probably set aside a few hours on a Sunday to do such. Probably, yeah, I could see that. I don't know why I'm acting like I don't have time for this stuff, but sometimes it just feels like I don't, you know. Another thing that guy had that I wanted was he had Rock Lords. I want some Rock Lords oh so bad. But the thing is, once again, you got to be smart with stuff. You can't just go head first in, throwing money at the wall and seeing what sticks. You gotta be smart about your buying older toys. Sometimes you might buy one and it's like broke. And it's one of those cases where, man, you just try to fix it. You know, it's not one of those times where I can buy five junker snarls and put together one complete one. You know, sometimes it's just broken away. I can't do anything about, you know. I bought a G2 Megatron one time for $15, not even paying attention. Just picked up the tank, felt solid. Yeah, sure, $15. I was aware he was missing a gun. I was aware he was missing a firing missile. I was mentally paying $15 for the bulk body as it transformed him. Where's his head? You know, and this is not like a head you screw on. It's glued to a plate that is part of a spring-loaded flip-around gimmick. And that whole piece was just straight broken off. I guess the dude made a custom from it. So little things like that you have to pay attention to. You have to be, you know, you gotta watch what you're doing, you know. And it's funny, to alleviate that situation, I bought another Junker G2 Megatron for $5 off of Facebook Marketplace. Didn't exist at the time. It was like some message board or whatever. And the one I got for $5 was in better condition than the one I was trying to fix. So I just got one without a head. You know, these things happen. But you got to pay attention to these sort of things. But that same dude with the robot stuff, always in a good price. I remember one time I got a G1 pipes from him for $5. Beautiful, wonderful condition. Like the chrome's not chipped up or anything. He's not all dirty. It's like, I wouldn't say you would think I just opened the card up and took pipes off of the package, but it's not that far from it condition. For $5, the guy has good prices. He had his Rock Lords for $15. I don't know if they had their weapons or whatnot. He had a few of them. I couldn't tell you right now which ones he had. I know he had a Magmar. I think he had a Brimstone. But he had a few of them, and I was totally wanting to get them. And it was one of those cases where I was like, I'm going to shop around. I'm going to come back. And if I see, I'm going to pull the trigger. And you know, sometimes you do that, and the next thing you know, it's like a month later. You're like, ah, crap, I forgot. It was one of those situations. You ever look like you leave the house and you're like, oh, the coffee pot's still on. I mean, if you're like me and you got a Keurig, the thing's off the minute you made your cup. But I think the example's there. Oh, man. Good thing I work at night and call home. Hey, wife. Yeah, I left a shower on. Yeah, I'm not in there. No, it's not a ghost taking a shower. Could you turn that off? I know. I'm sorry. There is a ghost in there. Let it finish. We want a clean ghost. A clean ghost in our house. Don't know when the last time that ghost took a bath was. Let him use my Old Spice Swagger. It'll smell nice. But you know how it is. You forget things later on. And I totally was like, that Sunday. My wife and I do the grocery pickup often from Walmart when we order our groceries and set a time to pick them up. I had said, yes, set it for this time. I'll probably be done with the con by then. I can swing by the grocery store on the way home and pick up our groceries. Lo and behold, it was like an hour till pickup time. Sean and I are talking Star Wars with this kindly couple who were dealers at the con. We were just chatting away. And then she texts me, hey, are you going? If not, I can go pick it up. Oh, crap. And, you know, I had to go and go pick up my groceries. But it's one of those things where you just kind of, a month later, oh, I was going to buy Rock Lords from that dude. So this year, I'm definitely going to try to get a couple of Rock Lords. Maybe from that dude. He always has a great setup. He has like I said, he always has a good set of robot toys. He has like Transformers and GoBots. He'll have like Micronauts, you know, Diaclone. He'll have like, pardon me, one second. And there they are, the seasonal allergies. All right, no one cares. But Rob, would you please stop having sinus problems? I'm like, well, once I stop being human, I'll get back to you. Now, this guy always has stuff like that. He'll have Chronoform. He'll have great stuff. You know, he'll have all sorts of stuff. He'll have Kenner Star Wars, like 80s Kenner Star Wars. So 90s too. You know, he have all this cool stuff. I remember Martin. Martin's one of the guys who runs the show. He has his own personal collection, of course, and then he has a store where he sells stuff. And he found what he needed to. Yeah, I think it was pretty much complete. He was pretty happy with what I got. It was a Jabba the Hutt playset, Return of the Jedi, the Kenner one. I got it for Christmas at the time when I was a kid, but I think he wanted a complete one with the box and stuff, and I think he bought it. I don't know if it was missing any pieces or not, but he seemed pretty happy. But he got one of those from the guy. You know, the guy's just got a cool booth, you know. My guy who's there the past few years, he was there last year. Unfortunately, he didn't have really anything I wanted last year. So I'm hoping this year he brings the noise again like he did in 2018. This guy, he has the craziest booth in this world. It is like, it goes along the back wall of, I'm going to say dealer's room, but if you ever go to Toylanta, you know, one of the dealer's room is, the show has like, I think last year I counted 5-6 dealer areas in particular, and that's not counting people just set up wherever selling. He was in the larger dealer room set up along the back wall. He's usually there, and he has like things like Sideshow collectibles and stuff like that on the back wall. You know, the high-end stuff, the Medicom. Is it Medicom? Whatever. Wow, did you hear that noise I made? Those things along the back wall. He has in the boxes and all that. If you want to see one, he'll let you see it before making a purchase. But in front of him, he has tables. And on these tables, he brings the noise. He's there every year. He has just, you know, those little baskets you buy at like the dollar store or whatever for putting things on your desk or your whatever. And if you're someone like me, you have tons of those little plastic shoe boxes for putting, you know, like your bots in and stuff like that. He has like a ton of those. And each one will be full of toys. And he'll have like just a handmade sign on each one, category and price. You know, one year he had these G.I. Joe scuba divers. I forget their name. They're from Real American Hero. They're actually Vipers. I want to say they were from one of the lines in the 2000s. It must have came with a vehicle because these figures were all polybagged, okay? They weren't on cards. They weren't in Ziploc baggies or whatever, like when you buy, you know, a toy at a toy show often is. They were all polybagged, and they had their little accessories and all that in there. It was all the same Viper, and he had it just full of them for like 10 bucks a piece. I guess he bought them at a liquidation sale or something. I don't know how he got a hold of them. Or like one year, I've talked about this before, he had just a basket that said anime. And it was like $5 a piece or like, I forgot. I think the more you bought, the cheaper it was. I forget exactly the deal. But he had like oddball figurines in there and stuff. Actually, no, it was like one for $3, so many, whatever. It doesn't matter. And he had like oddball anime figurines, and then he had just like a ton of Beast Saga in there. And I think Sean and I camped at there just getting as many Beast Saga figures we could. I think I completed the entire series he had in there. It was like a clear blue series they had done toward the end of Beast Sagas, or maybe not toward the end. I might be speaking out of turn there. It was a clear blue series they had did, and I got like each one of them out of there, as well as a mini superhero samurai cyber squad, superhuman Gridman. Had gotten some of those out of there. That was totally cool. Some little mini figures they had made for that line, really cool. That guy last year, he just didn't have anything I wanted. You know, the year before with the Beast, year with all the Beast Saga toys, he also had like, he had a basket full of just monsters. And I remember regretting not buying any of the monsters. They were just little army man style minifigure figures of monsters. Like he had a mummy and Frankenstein and all that. I remember regretting never buying any from him because they were only like a dollar a piece. I should have bought some. But then toward, October, my wife ordered me the 100-piece bucket of monsters off Amazon. Every single one of those is in there. So I guess he just had one of those. He just opened up and poured into the basket because it was like, that was it. You know, so I guess I didn't miss out anything whatsoever. But just a cool, he's a cool dealer, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. Even if I don't buy anything from him, even if he doesn't have anything I want per se, it's always cool just to look through those baskets. You know, the high end stuff on the back, that's totally cool. That's totally cool. I'm not there for that. I'm there for the weird stuff. I can buy toys all year round. I buy toys all year round. The little oddball stuff, like the basket full of factory liquidation G.I. Joe heads. Okay, what do you got? Oh, Snake Eyes. You know, I'm there for that. You know, that's awesome. Totally looking forward to it. Hoping Sean makes it there in time. He said he started driving last week. I think he's driving from the neighboring state, Alabama. So, you know, it's going to take him like 5 years. I'm kidding. He's coming from Alabama. I'm looking forward to seeing the guy. He actually, it's funny. He lives and works in the town my grandmother lived in. And it's so funny how many times we probably crossed paths before we knew each other. Just, you know, me spending time at my grandma's house. I remember I spent a summer there 1 year. And he's a little older than my brother. So chances are he probably called me a name once and we didn't know each other at the time. Now he calls me names and we know each other. So it works out. So looking forward to the con and looking forward to Sean. I hope you make it there in time, man. You got like a 10-year drive ahead of you. How do you do it? But Toylana, can't wait. Now, I also wanted to take just a minute to talk about some other cool things going on. Lennard, makers of the Core, and in the past few years, makers of some really neat stuff. They've got a cool new Aliens toy line. Here in America, it's exclusive to Walmart. I don't know when it began. I first noticed them being exclusive to Walmart here in America around 2015. This relationship could have lasted prior to that, but I don't feel like it because I knew I was seeing their figures at Target and stuff for the longest. They've got an Aliens toy line that they started up this year. It's seemingly replacing the dinosaur figures they had last year, which I loved and bought every single one of them. Primal Clash? Yeah, Primal Clash. I keep getting it mixed up because it was known as Jurassic Clash in the UK. So I get the name. I get kind of a little mixed up a little. But I bought every single one of those last year. And this year, it's like they're replacing that with the Aliens line. They had a Jumanji. I think I said that wrong. Jumanji. How do you say that crap? Toy line for the newest movie. That I eyed up a little, but I didn't really want any of the toys. They had that in addition to their regular Core figures. And they got this Aliens line. And it looks great. So far, I've gotten the Alien Queen figure, which is a large figure. She costs about $20. Maybe over a foot tall. It's a pretty big figure. Like, it's huge. You know, it's about as wide as it's as tall. And I mean wide as in the arms and stuff. It's just this great big toy. Just pure up toy. You know, it's purple, like a metallic purple. The aliens are actually very in a variety of colors, like reds and yellows and stuff. And that might turn some of you off. It totally doesn't turn me off because one, it looks cool. Second, it makes me think of those old aliens video games, you know, like the arcade beat 'em up or some of those oddball things like Alien Syndrome or whatever, where they're clearly stealing from aliens. Or if you've ever played Astynax or Astynax, I wrote a post on it recently. The game by Jalico, the arcade version, the last level takes place in a H.R. Giger painting, apparently. And there's H.R. Giger style aliens or Geiger. And it kind of, like I said, kind of falls in that thought process to me. Well, I got the Alien Queen. And last week I got one of the sets where it's a, they're generically just calling the soldiers Space Marines, you know, not giving really names or whatever. And I got a few sets. I got the one where it's like an astronaut dude with a gun. And it's got a gold alien. And it's got a egg with a little chest burster alien. That's all in the playset. And when you buy these playsets, they're $10. You get a soldier, an alien, and then like whatever. Like there's one that's got a motorcycle. Or there's one that's where it's the exosuit. And the exosuit is a reuse of this. The soldiers are reuse of some prior Core toy lines, and they're good toys. So some people like to crap on the Core because it's an inexpensive toy line. Everyone's made the joke about knockoff G.I. Joes or whatever. Put that snobbery aside for a minute. I'm joking, but put that aside for a minute. They're good figures, you know, they're good toys. And they're reusing what they can with the brand new parts. These are brand new alien sculpts with these the more sci-fi-ish Core figures to be the Space Marines, you know. And the exosuit was from about 2015. They had made these two exosuits, one for their bad guys and one for their good guys. And they're reusing the good guy exosuit to be the exosuit Ripley wore in Aliens, you know? And it looks great. It's like it's painted yellow, like in those safety construction colors. It just looks really good. I want to get that too. I'm probably going to get all these guys. And they're at a price you can't help but to. The Alien Queen was $20. That's the most expensive toy in the series. Everything else is like $10 a gift set. I'm saying gift set. It's like a play set. You get, it's a box and it's full of toys. And the packaging is wonderful. It's in this bright neon fluorescent green with bright colors, and you're saying, wow, that doesn't make me think aliens. No, but it doesn't matter. It's awesome. Like, it just looks awesome. It's so cool. It's like they went early 90s with this packaging, with these colors, and it just looks great. I almost don't want to open them. I felt bad opening my Alien Queen because the packaging looks so nice. I didn't want to disturb it. And one thing about Lennar toys, when you buy a larger figure, they're bolted into the box. Like, they got like a zip tie or two, hold them in place. But like when I bought that exo suit from the main Core line years ago, it was screwed into the box at the feet. I mean, there was metal screws. I had to take a screwdriver and unscrew the toy from the box. This, an Alien Queen, had plastic screws that I just unscrewed in my hand, but it was still like, wow, that's cool. I'm trying to remember if my Kong from their Skull Island line had that, but I don't think so. It's been a few years, though, so I can't remember so well. But these Alien toys are super great. Mega Constructs by Mattel, they've had some really good Alien figures in their Mega Constructs Heroes line over the past year or so. And they've got these blind-packed eggs where it's like an egg, and you open it up, and there's, I guess it's in the slime or whatever, and it's one of the Mega Construct aliens in different colors in there. That's super cool. I want to get some of those, too. I've been seeing them. I just haven't pulled the trigger yet. It's going to be one of those I'm up to date on other guys I'm looking for first when I buy these, you know, because they're always there. You know, these eggs are always sitting there. They always have their Mega Beasts or whatever it's called line where it's in eggs and you open up and there's like some sort of giant dragon or wolf or whatever type creature. I need to get some of those too. I've kind of really slept on those. I haven't really bought any of those and I've been meaning to. It's along those lines of that type of packaging, the egg with the figure inside. Totally need to get some of those. I want some. The reason I want those Mega Beasts ones is the Mega Constructs He-Man's figures. I've seen people using those as rides for the He-Man's to ride, the Masters of the Universe figures, and they look great. I saw one guy come up with his own creation using various parts, and I was like, whoa, those are cool. I kind of think the upcoming Battle Cat and Panther figures will be kind of using that same construction, so it's a good base place. I saw the 3D printed prototypes of those, and they look like they follow the same basic idea, so it's not too far off. You know, you can really kind of come up with something for you guys. Mega Constructs had various Masters of the Universe toys in that Heroes line, as well as they did the Air Raider last year, which I got for my birthday. They did Battle Bones, which I wish I would have gotten, that Castle Grayskull, which I really want to own. They've done that, but now they've got their exclusive Masters of the Universe, not exclusive, excuse me, outright Masters of the Universe line coming out, which they were going to do this around 15. I remember seeing it in the planning, and I guess they held off on it or whatever, and I'm glad they finally come out with it, because I love this, of, you know, minifigures of Masters of the Universe characters, and the first series is out now, and I bought those all last week. At $5 a figure, you can buy an entire series without even thinking about it. It's like $20, you know, and the packaging is miniature replicas of the old Masters of the Universe packaging, the same colors and everything, you know, and even though some of these are reuses, actually, they're all let's see. Yeah, they're all reuses of molds already. The Skeletor is the same Skeletor mold. The Evil Lens, the same Evil Lens mold. Mossman came with, I believe, Castle Grayskull and Battle Bones. Mossman has always been just a recolor of the Beastman mold. So it's the same as the Beastman figure. It always came out just Mossman-y. Although the ones that came in those... Hold on, I need a drink. Let me get a sip of this Hawaiian Punch. Ah, that's refreshing. That Mossman was flocked, and the retail version is not, which doesn't bother me at all, but it might bother you. I don't have to tell you, man, if it bothers you, it's not that serious. But the Mossman's available in that. It's, you know, it's the same mold. Prince Adam is in this mold, and of course, Prince Adam's always been a recolor of He-Man. But they've got new colors. They're not just repackagings of the ones that were available in the Mega Constructs line. Evil Lynn looks closer to her cartoon appearance, being that her original toy had that green skin, and the Mega Constructs Heroes version had green skin. This one's got the pale skin like she had in a cartoon. Stratos. I never could find the Scareglow and Stratos in the Mega Constructs Heroes line. I never saw those. Apparently they're popping up at Five Below's now, so I'm still looking. So I still like to get those, even though they're getting re-released here in this line. So I don't know how different Stratos is, because I don't have the other one here to compare them to. I'm sure he's a little different. I'm going to get him regardless. I got this version of Stratos, and it's just a really nice figure. It's got his backpack and his little arm wings and stuff. It really looks great. I think Stratos' body is the same as Beastman's. I believe so. I know in the old toy it was, and I believe so it is here as well, with a different head. But his outfit he wears is a whole new creation. I'm sure it'll get reused at some point. But it looks really great here. Skeletor, you know, same mold again. His coloration is different. I'm hesitant to say he's colored more like the cartoon, because the cartoon Skeletor was pretty much just straight up Skeletor. The Mega Constructs one was a good reproduction of the original Skeletor. This one's got like brighter purples, and his skin is more of like a tealish, like a light blue as opposed to a dark blue, you know, but it looks so much better. These brighter colors just pop better on the figure. It looks, I hate to say, like a premium figure, because it's only $5, but it is a much nicer paint job for a $5 toy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really happy to get that. This line just looks great. This year, Mattel is bringing a whole lot more He-Man stuff out. You know, She-Ra's new cartoon launched, I guess it was last year on Netflix. They got, what is it? Two new Netflix He-Man's cartoons coming out. There, that movie was in planning stages for next year, but I think it's been put on the back in the planning stages again, and that's fine, really. As long as it's just a good cartoon, I'm happy. But Mattel's been reintroducing He-Man, and these Mega Constructs ones I'm a little more interested in, because it just works better for me as a minifigure line. So I'm totally cool with these guys. I've been looking at figures to come. They got a Merman, and when you got Merman, you got Stinkor, which I like Stinkor better, but I'll totally get both. I'm really looking forward to these guys. I got Fisto. Always really like Fisto, silly name and all. It just looks like a great little line. I can't wait to get every single one of them and then cry like a baby for the ones I can't find. I mean, I guess I could just order them, but there's a thing about ordering a toy that's at Target, you know, but I'm really looking forward to that. Part of the lead up for the new He-Man figures is a new series coming out here at the end of the year toward fall, called Masters of the Universe Origins, which is, of course, you know, I love my Masters of the Universe, but I'm super G1 about it. And these are up on those G1 style original Masters of the Universe designs, just updated figures, you know. Sort of like what Mattel was doing with the Classics. Pardon me. Ooh, something came up. It was something like they were doing with the Classics line, but a brand new set of figures. Well, those figures aren't due out till fall. And at SDCC, they had an exclusive figure set with He-Man, and that was like, if you got it, your first look at the mold. I think he's still available. I'm not sure. If he is, I'll probably buy one. But what they've been doing in the meantime, and this is super cool, in the States, it's exclusive to Walmart. I don't know about other countries. You know, I'm not sure the availability there. Maybe they're not available. Sorry, guys. It sucks. Is this cool Masters of the WWE Universe line. I've said before, I'm a big wrestling fan. Although I don't really watch WWE. These days, all I watch is AEW. Before that, I was watching Ring of Honor and Impact. I haven't really watched WWE since the mid-2000s. They kind of lost my interest. If you're a fan of wrestling, you can't help but to know what's going on with WWE, being that they're the biggest game going, you know, they're the biggest show. So any kind of news or whatever, they're dominating. So I know what's going on, even if I don't watch it, aside from clips here and there, you know. But with this line, they're doing a lot of legacy wrestlers, like there's Undertaker, Sting, you know, Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man, a lot of the guys I've always loved. So even if I don't want to buy a Roman Reigns figure, whatever, I don't have to. There's all these guys I do like. But what this is, I said it again, they're using those Masters of Universe Origins molds to make He-Man style wrestler figures. But they're not just wrestlers. They're straight up He-Man toys that are the wrestlers. For example, I got the Ultimate Warrior the other day. Thing is with the Ultimate Warrior, they didn't have to do much to it here. He's just the Ultimate Warrior in He-Man. But imagine a He-Man, imagine a straight up Mattel He-Man action figure, and this one's just Hulk Hogan. That's what you got going on. Like, it's got the armor, it's got the weapons, it plays into the wrestler's gimmicks. I'm not a fan of Triple H, although I'll probably end up getting his figure, because he's got this cool skeleton armor. He's clearly being the Skeletor of the series. And so there's this cool muscle-bound guy with a skeleton mask and armor and all that. It's like, it's neat. You know, I've got at Christmas time, they put out a gift set, this kind of starved line called Grayskull Mania. You can get the Grayskull ring currently. If you go to the section where they have the WWE figures at your Walmart, this is where they have these guys also. It's a Castle Grayskull themed wrestling ring. It's got the same sculpting and details, like the skull head posts on the ring apron and all that. Like, it looks like it'd be in the backyard of Castle Grayskull. It's that same sculpting. It's honestly looks like I could probably take one of my old school Castle Grayskulls and it would blend in. Someone might not know different. You know, it's that well sculpted to look like the old one. That's available now. I think I saw it for $17. Which is a pretty good price, I guess. I don't know how much those wrestling rings cost. I don't buy them, you know. But at Christmas time, my wife got me one of these. They had this gift set called Grayskull Mania, which was one of those wrestling rings in a box with, it had Terror Claws, Triple H, and John Cena. Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of these guys, but these are really good toys. John Cena, of course, taking the He-Man role. He had the armor. He's wearing his little shorts and sneakers, of course, because they're still like mixing the styles of the guys. So he's got like his shorts and his sneakers, but he had like this He-Man style armor that snapped around on him, and it had his like saying like Thugonomics or whatever on the armor, and had like his axe, and it was He-Man's battle axe and shield that he comes with. It's just in a translucent blue. It looked really good. So you know what I'm saying? It's like this cool hybrid. Like, here's just John Cena on Eternia, you know, and the Triple H one, they kind of phoned in. It was just straight up Triple H with the Terror Claws. Terror Claws Skeletor is my favorite version of Skeletor. So it was just kind of weird seeing, like, it's just Triple H standing there, but still the Origins body. So it's a Masters of the Universe body, the new style, just as Triple H, you know, so it's still cool. Like I said, I got the Ultimate Warrior the other day. That, if you're interested in this line, getting that Grayskull Mania is the way to go. The box really plays up the theming and it's in that old school art. You're not going to be fooled that this is an old He-Man toy sitting on a shelf. It's not that well done, but they're playing it up. They're really hamming it up with the gimmick, you know, and it really blends in. It's not the same colors. It's a nice looking color set. Actually, Ultimate Warrior sitting right here. It's like a light purple with the yellows and stuff. It fits in, you know. It fits in while being its own thing. It's really cool. Same font and everything. With the Grayskull Mania set, you get the ring and two figures, and I think it's like $30. And that's really good, because one of these figures is $14, and that ring is $17. So if you bought two Mashes of the WWE Universe figures, that would be $30 on its own. And you add this wrestling ring, and you're just coming to about $40, maybe a little over after tax. So you get my saying, if you can find one of those Grayskull Mania gift sets left from Christmas. I've seen some places having them. Walmart's had a few left, and they got them on clearance for around $15.10. Jump on that, man. If you're really wanting to get in this line, that's a good way to start off. I'm totally digging it. Like I said, I don't... A lot of the newer dudes that I'm not interested in, I'm just not sold on, you know, but some of them have really cool figures, so it's kind of a, you know, like I said, I've never really been a fan of Triple H, but that Skeletor-looking figure they have of him on the shelves now, that's a hard one. And some of the Masters of the Universe groups I'm in, I've seen some guys really having a good time with these guys, and man, they're making it harder for me to not buy this guy. I want the Macho Man. He's wearing like a... If you know Battle Armor He-Man, that armor he's wearing, he's pretty much in that outfit. He's wearing the battle armor, but instead of the He-Man cross on his chest, he's got the, it's like a Macho Man shirt. He's got the Macho Man sunglasses and stuff. Really cool. Rey Mysterio is themed to look like Stratos. Like he's basically Stratos with a Rey Mysterio mask on instead of Stratos. It's cool flight mask or whatever. Really cool figures. Undertaker's coming at some point, and he's Scareglow. Scareglow is so awesome. Like I said, I'm still missing that I didn't get his, I couldn't find his Mega Constructs figure, though a re-release of that is coming in the Masters of the Universe packaging. I don't know if there'll be a coloration difference or whatever. I'm sure there will be. But Scareglow's always been just a rad-looking villain, you know. Stuff like that. They actually have another John Cena coming out that's Faker. And once again, it's like, man, I just... Never been that big of a fan of John Cena. I guess I'll buy another toy one for Faker because I love Faker. You know, that one that came with that. I played with that John Cena figure all Christmas night. I was like putting him in poses and all sorts of stuff. It's a great, these Masters of the Universe Origins figures, they have the appearance of a classic He-Man, but they got like a billion joints on them. And so you can like put him in all these poses and stuff. And I was just having a great time posing him and Triple H around this ring, you know? So I'm totally looking forward to getting more. At $15 a pop, it's kind of hard to buy a whole bunch of them at once. I mean, I can do it, but right now there's new Transformers out as well as other toys. So I got to kind of space it out. Like last weekend. Hold on one second. Pardon me. There they came again. Seasonal allergies. What's your take on them? Yeah, those are cool toys. Like last weekend, I went inside a Walmart and they, for the first time, I had just given up on finding those 35th anniversary Siege figures. I'd given up. I'm never going to find these things. There they were. So I bought each and every one of them. So that's like, what, $100 worth of figures. And then I bought the G1 reissue Astro Train. That's like $150 worth of figures. And then here was those Megastructs. That's another $20 worth of figures. And they had the Siege 8 face, and I was about to buy him too. And that's like a $30 figure. But unfortunately, I guess a monster truck ran over this one because the box and figure were mashed to poop. So I put it back like, well, I'm not buying that one. Hopefully I'll find another one. This past weekend, I didn't find Ape Face at all. Unfortunately, I looked at a Target and a Walmart. Next weekend, I'm going to go visit my mother. She lives out of state. Hopefully I can find Ape Face at her Walmart. I'm sure I'll find him. I think Ape Face is one of the figures like Astro Train that's kind of will be released in Earthrise as well as Siege. So if I don't find him in Siege, I'm kind of thinking I'll find him as an Earthrise figure. I've got the Astro Train, so I've seen he's popping up in Earthrise, so I'm hoping I can do that. I just want Ape Face, man. Come on, quit be hating. Don't hate Walmart. Let me get him. But I bought all those guys, and then I'm at Walmart, and I see all these meshes of the WWE Universe, and I'm like, oh, by the way, I bought an Alien figure at the same time. So I bought like a good $200 worth of toys, not to mention the all the stuff I had bought my wife. It was her birthday last weekend, so I took her out shopping, just spoiled her rotten. And I was like, you know, I'll wait till next weekend to buy a Masters of the Universe wrestler figure. This past weekend, I bought a bunch of BotBots and stuff. Still couldn't find it. Freaking Ape Face again. But I bought Ultimate Warrior. See what I'm saying, guys? It's one of those things where you got to kind of pick and choose. At $15 a pop, that's not super expensive for a toy now. But it's easy to say, you know, that's just Triple H, man. I don't know if I want it or not. It looks really cool, but it's like Triple H, that's $15. I don't know. It's one of those things. I'll probably end up getting it. I definitely want that Sting. Being a guy from Georgia, of course, I grew up with WCW and Jim Crockett on TV all day, you know. So Sting is one of those I have to have it figures. And he's got a cool, of course, he's Sting, so they're playing up the whole claws and scorpion tail appearance of the Stinger. And I'm totally digging that because he's very similar to Clawful, who was one of my favorites of the original lineup. So totally looking forward to getting him. He might be my next one. Because I think in Series 1, it was like Ultimate Warrior, Finn Balor, Triple H, and Sting. The Finn Balor looks really cool. I was a fan of him when he wrestled in Japan. And apparently he would make appearances in, not apparently, excuse me, occasionally he'd make Ring of Honor appearances. He was in Bullet Club. And if you watch Ring of Honor, they swap back and forth with New Japan Wrestling. He was in there a lot. But ever since he's come to WWE, I just haven't even paid attention. You know, so it feels a little disingenuous to me to buy a figure of a guy that I'm not really that concerned about. You know, and the Triple H guy is, even though, like I said, I've never been a big fan of his, I have been watching this guy on TV since the 90s, since he was terrorizing in WCW. So I might get him. I kind of wish that Terror Claws Triple H was terrorizing Triple H or whatever, but whatever, man, whatever. They could at least give him an outfit. It's just Triple H with claws and but made out of a He-Man body. Luckily, it's a cool body. You know, I talked about Transformers a little bit, so I'm going to close this out talking about Transformers. You know, Siege is over. Siege is transferring out into Earthrise, and I love me some Siege. There's still some Siege stuff I want to find. Like I said, I want to find Ape Face. There's those mini cons I need to get. I got the Rung and Singe Battle Masters, but I never found the third batch with the Minotaur dude and stuff. I never found those. There's Siege figures I still want, and I'm hoping some of them make their way into Earthrise, or at least become available to me, even though Earthrise is coming in. But boy, does Earthrise look amazing. I see these pictures and I'm like, wow, is this real? Is this really a figure that's available? This, you know, I made that joke. This looks like a premium toy often and often. This seriously looks like a toy at years ago you would pay a premium price for. These are really nice figures. You know, people made the complaint with Titans Return and Power of the Primes and stuff that newer generations are like G1 with joints. This totally is. These are straight up the Diaclone figures, modern day, and I'm digging it so bad. I can't help seeing that hoist and grapple without just wanting to scream at my computer and or a phone screen as loud as I can. Like, man, I want those so bad. I want them. And I make that kind of noise, you know. But God, Rob makes these stupid voices and I hate him. He's so stupid. But I really want these things. They look so good. Earthrise looks like such a great line. Clunky name and all. I want to go buy an Earthrise brand muffin and have it with a Starbucks and go into Target and buy Earthrise things. Earthrise is a brand of vitamins. If you go looking in the area with vitamins and supplements at your local store, you'll find the Earthrise brand. It's funny to me. Weird name alone. It looks like a great toy line. I can't wait to get as many of them as I plan to buy. I would say every single one of them, but there's going to be one or two I end up missing. I'm not going to fool myself here. I definitely want the Scorponok. This past weekend, news of the Scorponok Titan figure. I always get the Titan figures. I get every single Titan figure. The past couple of years, it's been one of the things my wife gets me for Christmas. So I'm looking forward to getting Scorponok next year if I don't just jump down and buy it for myself. Commander Class Skylynx looks really good. Really, I'm so happy to have an abandoned Minicons and Battle Masters. Excuse me, Micro Masters and Battle Masters. Boy, if they brought Minicons back, I might need to change my pants. I might make it just an absolute... It'd be really uncomfortable for everyone. They're like, man, what's that smell? And I'd be standing there, it's really cool. It's a skateboard guy. You know, but... Man, that'd be great too. They've brought Minicons back in the past, but they just weren't the same as the Armada, Energon, Cybertron ones, you know? Those were the best. But I was so happy for Micro Masters and Battle Masters and Siege. Having them come back is amazing. And having all these toys turn into Micro Master bases like Ironworks. Ironworks was a Micro Masters base. Now he's a Micro Masters base with a robot mode. You know, that's super cool. I got the Astro Train, like I said, and he's an Earthrise figure that got released in Siege. He has a Micro Master base mode. That is really cool. Did you hear that voice I made? Oh, man. I was like, listen to this wiener. Oh, man. MicroMaster base mode. I could drive them up and down the ramp and connect them. Good job, Hasbro, man. Kudos to you. Yeah. So that's what people sound like on the internet. Anyway, really looking forward to it. Look, the site's name is ZoneBase. I've got a thing for MicroMasters, man. You know, if you didn't pick that up, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to explain to you here. In Cyberverse, man, I got those gift sets. Like, not only gift sets, those sets they put out earlier this month. I got the Hot Rod and the Quintesson set. My wife surprised me with them. She went to Target. Her workplace is like a few minutes away from a shopping center. So occasionally on her lunch break, she'll just pop into Target and just look around for a minute. And she was there and just kind of peeped the Quintesson set and Hot Rod set with the Sharktacon and grabbed them for me. And I was so thankful for it because they are really good little sets. It's funny, the Hot Rod set, I think even last episode I mentioned it was the Warrior Stealth Hot Rod. It is not. It's the One Steps, the Turbo Changer, which gives me a reason to buy that Warrior class at Walmart because it looks so cool. She even said, wow, why do you not own this? I was like, I don't know. I haven't bought it yet, but I need to because it looks so sharp. That black and yellow deco looks great on that Hot Rod mold. But those are cool sets. Cyberverse has got some good stuff coming. This past weekend saw those larger, I don't know what you call them, the $20 larger figures they make. I saw some of those. I got the newer ones with the flip over armor, the Hot Rod, the Bumblebee, and the, it's not Lugnut, the Clobber. Pardon me, there it came up again. Yes, it's a really cool toy, seasonal allergies. But they had those figures there. I really looked those up. I really want that Hot Rod. I like Hot Rod a whole lot. I'm not going to pretend and say I get every single Hot Rod toy that ever comes out. But he's one of those characters I try to get as many as possible. Like Soundwave, Hot Rod, that sort of thing. Those are guys I try to get as many as I can. Just look really cool. Nice, just old school style robots. If you're not into old school style robots, I totally understand. If it's not your thing, I totally understand. It's my thing. It's my jam. If I could put it on toast, I would. Oops, I did. That's what I had for breakfast and for lunch. Cause you know what? Breakfast for supper is fun, but they're really cool. The newer turbo changer starting to pop up. I showed them. They got leaked out, last summer, where they're kind of making the rounds on the internet on various things. And they're starting to pop up in stores. I saw where a dude found a Repugnus at his local store. And man, I got to get those. Those are so old school robot. They're just wonderful. I love them. And I got to have them. Transformers is so cool. I spend a lifetime buying them, but what's coming out right now is super awesome. You got Earthrise, and I'm totally digging the Cyberverse stuff too. You know, BotBots is super rad. Man, I love some BotBots. I do too. Guys, there's so much stuff to buy. So Triple H, I might get you later. You're like $15. Dang, I'm spending $5,000 on Transformers this weekend. Dang. Totally buying you the Ultimate Warrior. You're coming home with me. As I'm recording this, it is February 3rd. I don't know when you'll hear this. I don't know when it'll go up. I'll submit this a little later today. I'll submit it to Kilby. Say, please, sir, host this on your network. It's the newest episode of my podcast. And a couple hours later, he'll say, okay, cool. And, you know, if he'll grace me with his appearance on the network and be like, bam, newest episode of Transform Squadron. And then, bam, here's another show. It's a busy network. There's a lot of programming. So I'm fortunate to be on such a scene network. I'm joking. I've been a member of these guys' crew for a long time now. So they get my sense of humor. Not a lot of people do. One of them might think I'm picking on them. You know who you are. I'm doing an awkward silence now to make it weird. But I'm going to submit it. Hopefully it'll be up here soon. But there is a dark side. I'm kidding. I actually forgot what I was going to say. So what that means is right now I'm totally digging everything that's coming out in Transformers. And man, if you're a listener of the TF Radio Network, you clearly like Transformers. So you hear the song I'm singing to you. And Kilby is just like singing singing a song with it going, ding, 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 I want to buy that stuff. I want to buy that stuff. And we're all singing, I want to buy that stuff. Some of us are like, not as much. But, you know, that's what's going on. Here at Zone Base, it is only the 3rd of February as I'm recording this, meaning the year just started. You know, you make that joke, January is like the longest month of the year. Some people say it's the Monday of all months. It is seriously, it is only a 31 day month, and it felt like 5 years just went by, didn't it? And it's just now the 3rd of February, and there's so much awesome stuff available that I want to buy, and I'm sure you listening want to buy as well. And I hope you're happy with what's out there. There's some really cool stuff outside of Transformers and He-Man that I just been talking about. There's a new DC line, Spin Master. I almost said Trendmaster. Spin Master, you know, their DC toys are coming out now. Now that they've gotten the license from away from DC, the DC license away from Mattel, and now Spin Master's got it. And those guys look awesome. They got these cool little 3¾ figures that come with mystery blind packed accessories. Like there's Batman, there's Robin, there's Superman, there's all the dudes. And they come with blind packed accessories. You guys know me and blind pack toys. This is rad. This is awesome. I'm totally like, whoa. I haven't bought any yet. Honestly, the way I do things, you know, I do pretty well for myself. I do pretty okay for myself. You know, but I still got to be smart about the way I do things, or I won't be doing so well for myself. And so this is the kind of thing when I'm caught up with Transformers and He-Mans and stuff that I'll buy, because it'd be like, okay, this weekend, what do I want to buy? Well, I've got all these dudes. Okay, time to peep on these guys. You know, that's how you got to do these things, guys. You got to be smart. You got to be smart with your money. You can't just go throwing it out. You know, if you want to have nice things, you just can't spend it the minute you get it. You gotta be smart. And each week I like to be, okay, this is what I'm gonna buy this week. You know, this week I bought a bunch of BotBots. I bought Ultimate Warrior from Masters Universe. And I bought a new pair of Nikes. You know, that's what I bought this week. That was my fun money. That was my fun money, y'all. That's what I bought. Oh, and I got a Scooby-Doo Playmobil. Playmobil has been making Ghostbuster figures, which I love, love, love so much. I spoke about it last month. But they started making Scooby-Doo figures. And the Scooby-Doo ones look great. But the jewel of the line is a blind bag series featuring the various monsters and ghosts from the Scooby-Doo cartoon. And I'm trying to decipher the code system. I found various threads and whatever for other Playmobil people trying to decipher these codes. The codes are not very clear. They're not very clear. It's hard to figure it out because I want the Headless Horseman oh so bad. Oh so bad. So far, I've gotten two clown ghosts, and I got the Gypsy yesterday. I picked up a Gypsy. They got a whole bunch of these guys. They got the Creeper. They got the Headless Horseman is the one I want the most. But I'll probably end up with most of these. They're just the right scale for my Ghostbusters to fight. They're just, man, they're awesome. So go buy some. So yeah, that's what I got this weekend. So the one of the weekends when I'm caught up on other things, I'll probably buy some of these DC guys because I love me some Batman. And blind packed accessories, what? Thank you, Spin Master. This was a genius I didn't know I needed to know about. It's amazing. Guys, I have rambled on for a while now about He-Man and Transformers. And before I get out of here, I talked about Toylanta at the top of the show. I wanted to talk about something that came up Friday night out of the blue. Straight out of the blue. Out of the area of blue that's almost green. Weird area of the blue it came right out of. And that would be the BotCon social networks showed signs of life. They straight up said, pay attention to space. Something's coming soon. If you went to BotCon.com, which is on, there's an under construction page. And if you go to the Transformers Collectors Club page, it's under construction. I did one more. I went to the G.I. Joe convention page. It's under construction. The G.I. Joe fan club page is still the same one it's been. It is what it is. Meaning it said something's going on there and no one knows anything yet. As of this recording, as of February 3rd, it's about to be 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm watching South Park reruns that are muted right now. Something's going on and no one knows anything. By the time you hear this, someone might know more, but right now we don't know anything. And a couple of us got nosy and did a whois on the web address. Nada. Still says it belongs to Fun Publications, but says there's a pending transfer going on. Now, the next time I look at it, it might be tonight, might be sometime later. There might be some information there. There might be some more to it that we might know. Maybe who's this transfer going to? Right now, no. Who's transferring to it? Is someone else going to run BotCon and the Transformers Collectors Club and maybe even the JoeCon? Maybe. Maybe Hasbro's just, since they are running HasCon and all that, maybe they're running something. Maybe, you know, no one knows. No one knows yet. It's cool though. It's cool to have that mystery. It'd be cool to have BotCon back. I don't know if I'd be able to make it to it or not. You know, I've said before, I'll say it again. It's getting harder to want to travel to conventions within the state, within the neighboring state. That's one thing. But, you know, across the country at a weird time of year, you know, may not be workable, you know. You know, TFCon is happening the same week as Toylana. Dude, I'm going to Toylana. I love Toylana. I'm part of the gang, you know. I'd love to go to another TFCon, but it's at the same weekend. You know, I got to make choices, and I'm making the choice. I'm choosing my family, you know. And not to mention TFCon, I think they have like 50 TFCons a year now, because I know they'll have another one in fall. But this one, it's taking place in Orlando, which is the state, in Florida, which is the state over. But it's also like a 8-10 hour drive. And not to mention, if I'm going to Orlando, I'm probably going to Universal or Disney. So that's a hard choice to make, you know. Last year they had Chicago or DC. Man, that's a hard trip to make. I'd really want to go, but dude, y'all gotta work with me some here. It's one of those things I really want to go, but there's other things kind of holding me back a little. So if they bring BotCon back, it could be like HasCon, where it's just at a time of the year where I'm tied up with other things. Like, hey, guess what? In fall, I'm in Halloween mode. You know, y'all know, take a shot. I've mentioned Halloween in the show. And it was across the country. It's kind of a hard pill to swallow. You know, when I was younger and I went little less than check to check every week, it was easier to do. But now, you know, sometimes you're just like, man, that's a lot of money, you know. So I don't know if I'd be able to make a BotCon, depending when and where they'd have it. But I'd really love that fan club to be back. I would totally join that again in a heartbeat. Abso-freaking-lutely. I was a member of the official Transformers Club from summer 2003 to post-split when FunPub took over. Joined it the first day. I joined that 3H version the first day it was available to join. I'll join this the first day it's available to join. I will do that. I love a good fan club. Give me that fan club exclusive. Give me that periodical, you know. I'll be there. BotCon, I want to come, and if I can, I will. But it would be nice to have some sort of officialized fan organization back. Maybe someone else will be running it. Maybe the same dudes will be running it. We don't know anything right now. A lot of people act like they know everything, and they don't know anything either. We just know that nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. I got a soggy batch last time I bought some. I'll buy them again. I love nacho fries. I prefer when they're not soggy. But we don't really know anything. So I guess we'll all just have to pay attention and see what comes. Part of me wonders if it'll be some sort of news take on the HasCon thing. Just each section has its own name. I have to wonder. I really have to wonder if it'll do that, because that would make sense. But I don't know. But like I said, having an official fan entity back is a welcome one. So if that is what's going on, high fives all around, guys. That would actually really work out with the Walmart G1 reissues, I'd like to think. I think that'd be something cool with that, you know. But we'll see. We'll just have to see. Well, guys, thanks for hanging in for another episode of Bad Jokes, Sniffles, and Random Randoms. My name's Rob, and this is Transform Squadron. It's the podcast ZoneBase.org, which can be found at www.ZoneBase.org. It's a site full of monsters, robots, and misadventure. Actually, it's phrased robots, monsters, and misadventure. Did you hear a crackle? That was not the microphone. That was my nose. Hang on 1 second. Lord, my mistake. Seasonal allergies are a son of a gun, and it's the time of year where I've got a cold all the time, and I'm expecting before long to get the flu, because I usually get the flu for like a good week around this time of year. So far, it hasn't happened. But it's a site full of robots, monsters, and misadventure, which is a nice way to say cool stuff. So if you could check out www.zonebase.org, I totally appreciate it. And while you're there, please also check out my Instagram. That's at RoboRobSpringer. Last month, I mentioned for a while making videos for YouTube. Since then, I decided my videos would be better at home on my Instagram. Before last month, I was making occasional videos and putting them on my Instagram. And I've decided since then that's the best place. Sometimes, YouTube, no one knows. I think I got like 5 views on my videos. Instagram, I'm not pretending I have 1,001 followers. I don't. You know, I have a modest set of followers. I'm not an influencer. I'm not a celebrity. I don't mind. But I get a lot of likes. I get a lot of views on my videos and my pictures. That's clearly my place to be. So if you could check out, please do at RoboRobSpringer on Instagram. Follow with me if you would like. That'd be cool. If you're not a spam bot, I'll probably follow you back. If you're a questionable spam bot, I might block you because I'm a married man, and that just ain't respectable, man. But please check out my Instagram. And this podcast you're listening to, Transform Squadron, my dear good friend Brian Kilby hosts it on his network, the TF Radio Network, which can be found at tfradio.net. And while you're there, my dear friend Brian Kilby, I'm saying this to make up for the bad jokes I said earlier that probably weren't very funny. And not to mention, I love the guy. He's one of my best friends. He would give you a hug and maybe a kiss on the cheek if you check out the various ways to support the network he has listed there. I'm sure he would appreciate it if you did that. Speaking of appreciate, I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. And thanks everyone who keeps reading Zone Base. We've had a great month this month. Some months I have like Nunya hits. And then some months I have like a billion hits. This month has been close to that billion hits a month. So I don't know what I'm doing right, but guys, I hope I'm doing it right still this month in February. So thanks everyone for checking out Zone Base, and thanks everyone for listening. I will be back next month, which will be March. Hopefully, as long as everything goes right, with a brand new episode. Bye-bye.